Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Gimel. Hamisana Malachas Bereshis Hashanah Tanis Cholaim. Person who fasts a Tanis Cholaim on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So Im Hoye B'Yom Rishon Tzarich Lisanu Is Shnei Yomim Kol Yomav. Im Hoye B'Yom Sheni Yisanu Kol Yomav B'Yom Sheni Bovad. Okay, so we're gonna if a person has this chaloyim, you take a look at the Bir Girl, it says that this was a shame that she kabbalah mikad minenu. We have a kabbalah mikad minenu, and a person gets a chaloyim ra on Rosh Hashanah. So normally the person has to fast ten chaloyim one time. So we had before that if a person is regularly sanus Rosh Hashanah and he changes it, he's not going to make it. So we're in Mechadish right now. The regularly sanus Rosh Hashanah means the person has done it regularly. But if a person has a chaloyim which he has to fast, that's equivalent to he was told in the Shemaim he's supposed to fast. So then it's equivalent of being ragol, which means he has to continue it. He has to continue it. But now, if he has to fast, when does he have to fast? So since we look at today's Rosh Hashanah as one day, so included in this simon is he's supposed to fast both days. The Mor says over there in Shabbos, a person who has a tanis cholam on Shabbos, so he fasts on Shabbos because he saw a cholam ra. He also he fasts during the weekend. The Mor says he has to fast a day of tshuva for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. So you fast because you need to fast because of the chaloyim, but then you're going to have to do, we look at it not totally positive, that the person therefore has to get a kapora by fasting during the weekday to compensate. However, on Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to do that. Some say it's proper to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So this Trumas Hadashin says the pshat in this din over here of that a person fasts tainus or chaloyim, if it's not a simon ra. According to the Sheet, which holds that it's a mitzvah lisanus Rosh Hashanah, so we in Suffolk, we don't do that. But this person, the Bereshim is sort of like decided for him that he should fast. It's a simon that the Bereshim wants him to fast. That the Bereshim likes his tainus. That's how the Trumas Hadashin puts it down. That's why the Trumas Hadashin said there's no reason why he has to fast the Kapora. Fine. We don't insert anenu on this fast. Fine. But if this is only the person's convinced that this is something to be a tainus, which is a simen ra. Because the Gemara and Brachas goes to certain simonim which are shown on the chaloyim, depending whether the Torah ra. In Simon Reish Peches, where it talks about the lachos of tainus chaloyim, it brings different some of the things that you know the different interpretations. So you don't necessarily fast. So over here, you shouldn't do that. So if he fasts on day one, so then he has to fast shnei yamim kol yamav shnei yamim ches. We look at the 2 days as one. Fine. The same way the Rambam said in Sif Beis, a person not yorel nafsha in tzarich lizanus kol yamav. So here also, he doesn't. If that's the person's feeling, he doesn't need to extend the tainus to the coming years. If he saw it on the second day, he only fasts the second day in an ongoing fashion. Over your mission, let me sign a cloud. If he's your mission, who derives it? Nigracha Yom Sheni. Day two is an extension of day one. Day one is not an extension of day two. Okay, and so our glasses by a fellow Kiddush Shoshachris. So you have to, you know, you shouldn't even fast to Chatzos. You should have some type of what you normally do is you try and be makbid eat before Chatzos. Main Torah Lameisa Tanis Tanisa Yud Aleph Afilu Chal B'Shabbos. So he's saying a Chiddush over here, even though if it falls on Shabbos normally, a person has to fast the Tanis Tanisa. Over here, doesn't have to.
So what does that mean? He doesn't need to do it on that day.
Over here in Rosh Hashanah, since there's an opinion which holds that you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, which therefore you can't look at it as an avera that he has to get a kapora during the weekday. Okay. It based on Yisharim the mitzvah of the Rosh Hashanah. After the local kate, because the Abbasifah, we can walk him up upon him, Lonaxelavera. Even though we don't pass like that, but you can't look at it as an avera because there's an opinion which says he did the right thing. You can't force him to fast during the weekdays for something which it's not necessarily negative. So here's going to be the difference, a practical difference. If a person makes a Kabbalah to fast on a Shabbos, the neder is bottle. Then Kabbalah Saklum. But on Rosh Hashanah, you can't say in Kabbalah Saklum, or Yom Tov, in Kabbalah Saklum, Rosh Hashanah is not true. In the one opinion you're supposed to, so how can you say that his Kabbalah is invalid? So you have to be matzah neder. So the argument of the tefillah over here. Anenu b'yom sem tanisenu b'yom sem tanis is that. So it's the focus is not the element of tainus. The bakasha should be mitzad the yom adin. So it's interesting, you know, we even yom kippur, very little of the tefillah is focused on since we're fasting except our tefillahs. Much more it's focused on. The day of Din, so we should be in the sound of, answered on the day of Din. So we don't use the Tula Anena, which is focusing on since we're fasting, the Rosh should answer us. That's not considered a proper focus. Okay. Sim Tovkov Sadites. Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yis Peshabbos Amrim Tzikosel B'mincha. We do say Tzikosel B'mincha. Hagob Yesh Amrim Shal La'omra B'chinan Anoigin. So Chabra says you say, Shabra says you don't say. Mishabura Aleph. Amrim Tzikosel. Kima Shayam Adin. Amrim. Now, Tzadi of Tzadi stands for the three paragraphs of Tzidkoscho, are the three psukim of Tzidkoscho. The first one starts with Tzidkoscho, the second starts with Tzidkoscho, the third one starts with Tzidkoscho. So the Rosh Hatevis for the three is Tzutz, Tzadi of Tzadi. So we don't say that the since it's Yom HaDin, so you'd want to say Tzidkoscho. Now, why do we say Tzidkoscho by Shabbos Mincha? It said as a tzidduk adin. David Melch was nifter during that time. So we're mekabel the din that we accept what the Kodesh Baruch has done to us.
It was the David Melch or Moshe Rabbeinu?
Both. So both were nifter during that time. So we're mekabel the din. So it's in tzidduk adin. So Rosh Hashanah. So is it proper to say? Tzidduk Adin. So normally Yom Tov you don't say Tzidduk Adin, but we should say since it's Yom Adin that should override and say we're Mekabel Adin that you're giving us. So the Mechaber says you'd say it's different than a normal Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rosh says no, it's Yom Tov you don't say. So why? So why would we say Tzidok Adin then on Rosh Hashanah? So we already say in Tefillah, earlier, you know, in the Hesafa that we say before Kel HaKadosh, that we're going to be, the Bereshim is Nikdash Mitztaka, so we're being matzik the din that Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing, when he's giving us Mishpat. So we already say that anyway, so there's no reason why we shouldn't say it by Mincha, the Tzidok HaDin. Ve'esharim, Sri Elohu, the Ha'akaponim, Yom Tavu, Rosh Chodesh, it's Yom Tavu, it's Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Tzikoskan, Yom Tavu, you don't say Rosh Chodesh, so end the conversation. Koftu Tzadithes, Levesh HaShadosh, Achal Yisman
HaShabbos. The conversation is not over to the Mechaber.
Right, understand.
Yeah. I thought in general the rule was that if you don't say Tachman that day, if that day would not be Shabbos, you wouldn't say Tachman. You don't say Tzidkasa. That's usually the rule of thumb.
Correct. So that would be that's the argument of the Rambam. It's a Yom Tov. But
Sfadim would Taka say it.
Yeah.
Why?
But he's saying over here specifically Tzidkasa because it's Tzidkatin. So it's appropriate for the day of Rosh Hashanah. So it makes sense to say it. Lo Rosh Hashanah shechal yus b'motzei Shabbos, Armin v'todienu. Okay. Sukkot and Aleph. Armin v'todienu. Af sh'armin boi v'chagigas ha'rego. The paragraph of Todienu says chagigas ha'rego, but Rosh Hashanah ain't a rego. So can we use the nusach of Todienu for b'motzei Shabbos? So in the Gael, if Rosh Hashanah comes, that can be Shabbos Sunday. So you can't have the first day of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. But the second day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Rosh Hashanah, so you would say, you have to say the paragraph in Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'al Tamin Kaddish L'Kaddish, the Havdalah. But in that paragraph, we say Regel. Rosh Hashanah and Regel. B'kol Mokim Kehechad Amrinah B'Motzi Yom Tov Havdalah Bein Yom Hashvi L'Sheshet Yom Yamasa. The Amrinah said Havdalah Sumayna. Achinami said Ratikun Huaymer. So we'll say the following svara. Did I skip? I skipped.
I thought I fell asleep in the middle.
Okay. Have you people trained well?
I couldn't imagine that you made mistakes. That must have been me.
Right. Haminik should be spelled mitecha sitter. Afshel birch v'dayin birch is more buried merei hoish. So in general, we don't benefit from or Moshe Shabbos until we make a bracha on it. But over here, they're going to there is an opinion which says, for example, on it's brought down by Hilchos Purim, the case where the Megillah is Moshe Shabbos. So the minhag is, even though people don't go home to make avdol after they hear Krisa Megillah, but we make a bracha b'mereish beforehand. You bring such a shita, because you shouldn't be in a henna from the or until you make a bracha on it, before you make a bracha on it. It's the same thing, Tisha B'av Motzei Shabbos, we make a b'mereish right away, because you're going to be using the or. So if we hear the davening from the siddur, because the nusach of Rosh Hashanah wasn't totally fluent, you would use a machzer, and they're going to light neiris. They know that's how they daven in shul. They would light neiris. They wait till it's man. They'd light neiris. But they didn't make the bracha b'rei ma'ish until later on. Vayim shari tshuva atam. So it tells you, look at the shari tshuva. Shein zo ano gemura the tzashkur b'fiv. It's not a full hanlo because the mice people, most people are familiar. Basically, they're familiar with the text. They might need a little help here and there, but they basically are familiar. So a person will be machmer with daven bal peh. A person who taka is fluent should not use a sitter in that situation. Right. Now, for us, it's irrelevant. We have the electric lights going the whole time. This shows everybody they would light the candle motzi yom tov. Since that person was familiar, should daven bal peh. So we mentioned over there, in a case of the Yom Tov going into weekday. So you see, you say we say Tochan Antonu. And we mentioned over there, you brush his mouth, well, it's not Moshi Shabbos, it's Moshi Yom Tov, if it's the middle of the week. So why do we say that? The Meenan said, Rav Dalla Sulman, the answer is that the same way also, we say, Bein Orla Cheshachem and Yisrael, we're listing the different Havdalos Meshachem made in the world. So one of the Havdalos Meshachem made in the world is Bein Yom Shvi L'Shei Shem Yom Asa. So there's also Havdalah of Matzi Yom Tiv Tuchel. But this all goes in the concept of matching the different Havdalos that the Meshachem made in the Briyah. So once that's true, a similar thought over here, Hachinam Yisera Tikun Hu Aymer. Once Chazar Masak and the Nusach is for Motzi Yom Tov Motzi Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, is you mentioned Chig is a regal, so we say that over all, even though it's not relevant necessarily over here specifically. Okay, Be'esh and all the Baruch Hashanah V'dinei HaKiddush. So there's a din about Yom Tov, which is an older Barishan, is Mutzav Hasheni, because we look at the 2 days of Yom Tov as being a Safik. Is the first day Yom Tov truly Yom Tov, and the second day is not? So the same way if you in Eretz Yisrael, you have one day Yom Tov, a bay which is an older Yom Tov is Mutzav the next day, which is Chol, and a bay which is no other Arab Yom Tov is Mutzav and Yom Tov. So you look at the 2 days of Yom Tov as being being in the, really a Safik. We're being nearly 2 days because our Ovis kept 2 days because of a Suffolk. For them, it was a bona fide Suffolk. If it's a bona fide Suffolk, so we look at each day as being independent. So if an egg is born on day one, we say tomorrow, if day one was Yom Tov, then the next day is Chol. So you shouldn't hate it, your egg. If the second day is Yom Tov, the first day was Chol, so it's born every Yom Tov. You shouldn't hate it, your egg. So Be'esh and Olubazu is Mutaris Bazu. However, in Rosh Hashanah, it's not like that, because we look at it in some ways as a one long day. Chazar Masakin regarding certain things, that's one long day. And therefore, Be'esh and Olden, and day one is Asr and day two. Be'esh and Olden, Yom Tov Rishon, B'chein Masha Nitzud Boy, B'chein Masha Nitlish Boy, Asr V'sheni. So similarly, the Gabi Loch is at Seder. If an animal is trapped on day one of Yom Tov, normally a Yom Tov Sheni Shogoyus, Goyis, we have 2 days. It was trapped on day one, it's Mutter on day two. Because it was trapped on day one, if that was Erev Yom Tov, day two was Yom Tov, so it was trapped on Erev Yom Tov, or vice versa, trapped on Yom Tov, it's Mutter on Matzah Yom Tov. Over here, we look at it as one long day. It was something that was nitzed on that day, you can't use it that day. Something which was taken off the tree on that day, you can't use that day. So, also B'Shem, Hagvah. Kranitz Barley, El Simon Tavku, Yimel Sivhei, Simon Tavku, Tetzov. Okay, so cut now. Also, b'sheni. Alva gav b'shal yom tov mutar b'sheni mikvach mamon nashach. Even though normally yom tov there's this sort of a mamon nashach. Imir mishen hu kaddish sheni hu chol. If day one is really the yom tov, so day two is a weekday. So it's mutar after yom tov. V'imasheni hu kaddish. If the second day is really the yom tov, then the reason was chol. The reason is chol. But hachasu the tabar chada kedushta he. We look at it as one long kedusha. Fine. So again, so what's the argument? The argument is like this: that the Gemara says that there's a case where that you would keep 2 days not misafik. How is that? So in Yerushalayim, so everyone, so they had to keep 2 days Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, because different than say Chutzlor, you know, the rest, all the Yom Tov they kept only 1 day, and even there still they kept 2 days, because if the Edom came on day 30 of Elul, that's Aleph Tishrei, or the Edom came on day 31. So besides Yerushalayim, nobody would know which day Edom came, because Edom would come to Yerushalayim and they'd be Mekadosh the Chodesh, and the Kaveh, the first day of the next month, in Rosh Yerushalayim. So I'm living in Haifa, I don't know what day that was, so I had to keep 2 days myself. But in Yerushalayim, they'd only keep, they would do the following. If Adam came on the first day, they would keep the second day as a Chol. All right. if the Edom didn't come on the first day, so they would say that now was Nisbar to them that really day two was Kaddish and day one was just only, they kept it. You have to, the night before, you have to start being Machmer because maybe Edom will come tomorrow. So you can't, you know, keep it as a weekday and do Malacha, etc. Then find out the next morning that Edom came and there was Chal and Afreya that today is day one, or Tishrei. So you obviously have to keep the whole day, starting the night before of Isser. Okay? So now.
So they always kept the first day.
They always kept the first day. If Adam came, the first day was day one. If Adam didn't come, the Adam could come at any minute till the end of the day. Now, the Mor says that they always came, the Adam, the, whatever reason, always, the Adam, we, the Pershim was Siyat HaDishmaya, Adam always came early. And therefore, they would know, so now when the Adam, they were bringing the Karbonis, what would they do? That's very nice, we were Machmer, you know, myself, like we're Machmer, we keep it as Yom Tov, etc. But what do you do in regards to Kabbalahs and the Beis HaMikdash? You can't start being makar of all these Kabbalahs. So you can be makar of the Kabbalahs. So what's a Musaf? A Musaf is all Kabbalahs which can be brought as the Musaf, the Arlus can be brought as a Nadav. Say, if it's Rosh Hashanah, so these are the Mukarma Musaf. So bring an Arlus. If it's not, so it's a Nadav of an Arlus. With the Karman Chathas, you can't bring a Chathas but a Nadav. So they had to wait. So in regards to the Shir, the Din Shir Shal Yom, the Shir Shal Yom, which was said for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Tov, was different than what you said for the weekday. So what do they do? So in the morning, the more they always said Shir Shal Yom of Chah. Because the Adam very rarely would come on time. The carbon tummy was brought very early. Like the more says, a person who reads Shema, with the people who bring the carbon tomid, it's not Yaretzit. That's how early they brought it. They brought it very, very early. They said it Mamash first thing in the morning. So Adam can't come by night. They have to come by day. So Adam didn't come yet. So the Tomid Shal Shachar, they'd always say Shir Shal Yom of Chal. By Menachal time, Adam always came. By the time they brought the carbon tomid, Adam were always there. One time they didn't come.
Is that halacha that the tomid has to be brought first thing, in, like so early in the morning?
In general, we bring it very early because all Kabbalahs, you can't do it in the
basement. You can't do anything before that.
Right.
So they needed so much time for the Kabbalahs on Rosh Hashanah?
No, in general, they always brought the carbon tomid.
But I'm saying, this is Rosh Hashanah, so they couldn't make it a little bit later.
Why would they want to make it later?
Because maybe the Adam came at night, they saw it. And they got there in the morning, and now they have to convene the Beis Din, and it takes a little bit of time, but they knew they had the Edom.
Well, so the Talmud you're going to bring anyway. There's no difference in the Talmud.
Hmm?
The only difference in the Talmud is what Shir. What Shir,
so they could have done the right Shir for it.
So they recommend that the Beis Shachar, they'll do Shir Shachar. All the Minchot, they'll do Shir Shoyom.
Okay.
One time the Edom came late, and they didn't know what to say. Levim didn't know what to say.
But they said the wrong one.
So they didn't know what to do, and finally Adam came afterwards, and they said Shir Shal Chol according to one pshat in the Gemara, because they weren't sure what to say. One pshat they didn't say anything. One pshat in the Gemara, they didn't say anything at all because they weren't sure what to say. So then you have to say Shir. So the Chomer Masakah, you don't bring, you can't accept Adam after Mincha. So they knew if Adam did not come by Mincha, the correct Shir is Shir Shal Chol. However, Chomer said we have a big problem. So what are we going to do? Everybody's been keeping Yom Tov the whole day, Kurdish. After a minute, we're going to make an announcement, Rabbi Sai, it's Chol. They go and, you know, and mow your lawn, right? Not the most appropriate Erev Rosh Hashanah, you know, you can go do Malacha. Next year, they're not going to listen to you to want to be Machmer, but the Betchilas HaLaila. They said, you have to keep that day Kurdish anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a situation where, you know, Vadi, it's not Yom Tov. We're telling you to keep it anyway. So it means that this is those are the kind to keep this day Kurdish, not because of Suffolk, because of Din Vaday. That was the makor for the Zin, that we give the 2 days are Kurdish, not Mitam Suffolk, Mitam Vaday. It comes out of here a situation where day two was Yom Tov, and day one was Kurdish, not Mitam Suffolk, but the kind of Rabbana to keep it anyway. So the 2 days end up being Kurdish, Din Vaday, not Mitam Suffolk.
But in Yerushalayim, if the first day was declared that was Yom Tov, they didn't keep
the second day. They didn't keep the second day, right. But so since the Gemara says there was a chetimsa where we end up with 2 days Rosh Hashanah Mikra Adin, so that became now we have to look at it means Chazal, we're kaveyit, it's all both of them as Rosh Hashanah, even though they knew that wasn't true. We never had such a scenario before. All the scenarios we kept 2 days Mitar Safik. So you can't keep two days Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah because it's only 1 day. So you have to say the Chazal looked at it as one long day. So it means that the takana was the way to look at it. Chazal said it was looking at it as we're giving it a din of kedusha one long day. So that's going to affect your beya. It's going to affect your tzeda. It's going to affect your tzlisha. It's going to affect the issue of shechiyano. It's going to affect all these different things. That's all part of this issue.
Okay. But we have no idea what the halacha was if someone wasn't a Yerushalmi but was visiting somebody in Yerushalayim and the first day was Yantif. Did he keep
a second? No, that's in general. No, that whole issue. If a person was from Chutz Lord, so was in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Merkadosh Apiria, and he knew when Yantif was. He only kept one day also.
Oh, he did.
Right. Because the whole reason why he kept 2 days is. The reason why you kept 2 days originally because of a suffix. I'm not masupik.
Mm-hmm.
Once there was the Gemara says that we really know what it is, but we maintain the 2 days because of minhag. Then now, because our kavod is a minhag.
Uh-huh.
Now it's a minhag. Then there's a din of the halachas of makom should all go apply. You have to maintain your minhag even Eretz Yisrael. But because the chazal were the original tekanah, but it wasn't like that, and that's the whole argument of. Shmuel Salat said, you know, the Chacham Tzvi, that it's not Shachaminig from somebody from Chutz Lord to keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, he's asking on the Mechah, the Shulchan Aruch says you do it, you know. He doesn't understand. The Minig Abbasena was, when you don't know, you keep 2 days. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody knew, so there never was a minute to keep 2 days. So that's where you get this, you know, they call it the 1.5 days, you know.
Yeah.
That's because of that issue. Okay. Sif Beis. Kiddush Lil Sheni. So we have a promise in Shechiyanu. So every Yom Tov, 2 day Yom Tov, we can say Shechiyanu. And Shechiyanu is appropriate. The first days of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, Rosh Shuas, Pesach, we say Shechiyanu twice. Because we say if day one was Yom Tov, then. So then the Shechiyanu, if day two was Yom Tov, then it was Erev Yom Tov. There's no Shechiyanu on the Erev Yom Tov. So the Shechiyanu, you said yesterday, wasn't valid. Because it's 2 separate days. So Rosh Hashanah, if you look at it as one long day, I already said Shechiyanu on this day. So I'm saying Shechiyanu a second time.
So the people in Eretz Yisrael that they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days, it's also Minhag Avosein B'Yadein, that's what it is?
No, it's because of the Tekanah of Chazal, they keep 2 days.
Oh.
Now they became, once Chazal were Masak and they keep it 2 days, it overrode and it became a Tekanas Chazal.
Oh, I see.
The Kiddush Lil Sheni Yilbash get Baged Chodesh. The person should either put on a new garment, or put a new fruit on the table. Varmer Shechiyanu, you say Shechiyanu and Kiddush, saying that if the Shechiyanu and Kiddush is not appropriate, so the Shechiyanu will count for the Pri, or the Baged. Remain motzi beged chodesh or pre chodesh. If you don't have that, it goes out your mashachiyano. So they can be sakhed with a shachiyano anyway. But if you have an option of sort of getting yourself out of the problem, why not? Shabbos of cotton bays. This we by putting the new baged on or putting the pre, you're accomplishing that you're averting the machloikus. Mishum shiyesh armam sheinam shachiyano. There's an opinion which says you don't say Shechiyanu because the Torah Yom Kedusha Achasi, it's one long Kedusha. And you're ready for a Kvarbirach Shechiyanu by your mission. You're ready to say Shechiyanu on the first day. So, according to them, you should say Shechiyanu the second night. So, we obviate the problem. It's not a Baruch Levatollah because you're saying it on the pre. Okay. Now, Beged Chodesh. So Mr. Burr says, one second, when's the appropriate time to say Shechiyanu? We pass nikkur time to say Shechiyanu is when you buy it. So if a person buys a car, buys a new car, so you say Shechiyanu on a new car. Say if it's a car for the family, you say Tov Meitiv. But if it's just for the individual person, single, or he has, there's a family car, this is a car he buys himself just for his own personal use. So it's just, only he's going to benefit from it, so you say Shechiyanu. You say it at the time, the moment of Kinyan. So when's the moment of Kinyan? So paying money is not a kinyan. We don't for metalton. Getting the keys is not a kinyan. When you take the car, when you actually move the car, that functions like a mashicha. You can't talk bon a car. A little bit harder to talk bon a car. I mean, you could theoretically, but up and but you know, most people don't do that. You move it a car's length. So you get into the car. You move it a car's length. You are now cutting the car. You say shechiyanu. You stop the car and say shechiyanu. So you say b'shas kinyan. So I bought my new suit in the tailor. I say b'shas kinyan. So why am I saying shechiyon when the b'shas kinyan is on Rosh Hashanah? What are you saying shechiyon on the bag on Rosh Hashanah?
You say it even before you check it for shanas. You say it right.
No. Others him and Reish Chav Gimel Pesach Dal Pesach the b'shas kinyan Yesh Levark. You say shechiyon on them. Also Marish Shekana but Malbush Muchin. You bought a garment that's ready to use. Oh, that's simple. Because you know, so then it's ready to use. It fits you. It's tailored and it's checked for shan. It's ready to use. So the bracha is b'shas kinyan. You bought it and then you gave it to the tailor. So the tailor doesn't own it. You own it, but you can't make the shechiyana when you bought it because it's not ready to use yet. Then the simcha is not when you get it from the tailor, it's when you put it on. That's when the simcha is. That's the scenario. But similarly, if we buy it nowadays and have to check if a shot is, so then the simcha would be when you put it on, so that you make the shechiyana when you put it on.